This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. My son David brought his dog Wendell home with him last weekend. It's not the first time Wendell's been our guest. Dave rescued Wendell several years ago from the animal shelter. Wendell's a mix between a Doberman and a German Shepherd. He's big but gentle and lovable. He makes me laugh. Wendell's with us today. So, Wendell, say good morning to everyone. Thank you, Wendell. Dave has trained Wendell well. Whenever Wendell starts to get in trouble, like if he picks up one of the kids' toys with his mouth, Dave will say, "Drop it or leave it, Wendell." And Wendell momentarily has a guilty look on his face like he's been caught doing something wrong. But after Wendell drops it or leaves it, I've noticed he looks back to David for approval as if he's saying, "Am I still in trouble?" And David smiles at him and says something like, "Good boy." And then Wendell wags his tail. He's happy. He's dropped it. He left it. And he goes on and plays. We need to learn a lesson from Wendell. We too make mistakes. We feel guilty. Now, guilt can be a good thing. When we've sinned, when we've done something against God's will or word for our lives, we should feel a sense of guilt. We know we've done wrong, even though we may want to pretend it doesn't matter. And if we've not repented, those feelings of guilt keep plaguing us. So instead of trying to justify what we did or pretend it might just go away, we should look to Christ. Look to Christ. The Bible says if we confess our sins, He, meaning God, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And the Bible says cleanse us from all unrighteousness, not just a little bit, but all unrighteousness. Well, at that point, we should do what Wendell does. We should drop it. We should leave it. We should walk away from it. One of the ways Satan defeats us is that he keeps bringing that old sin back before us. And guess what? When we think about it, our mind rehearses it again and again, and then we tend to repeat what we've done before because we're thinking about it, which starts the cycle of guilt all over again. There's something called false guilt. It may help to know that the reality of your forgiveness before God doesn't depend on your feelings. You see, God is more powerful than our feelings. He doesn't wait on our feelings to forgive us. The Bible says, when we've gone to God in confession, He's washed our sin away as though they never existed. It's amazing, but in Christ, it's true. There's a story in the Bible about a woman caught in adultery, the very act of adultery, and the men, the religious folk, are ready to stone her to death. And you may remember the story. Jesus intervenes and says to those men, "He who has no sin, let him throw the first stone." And well, they all drop their stones and walk away one by one. And then Jesus looks at the woman and asks her where her accusers are. And she says, "There are none. There are no accusers." And then Jesus says, "Neither do I accuse you. Go and sin no more." Jesus calls us after He forgives us to go and sin no more. And that should be our desire when we've truly repented. But we still fail. And when we do, Jesus is still there. When we're willing to come back to Him in repentance, He's there all the time. He's ready to forgive. So, are you feeling guilty today? If you've confessed it, even if you still have a feeling of guilt, if you've confessed it, you are not guilty. Take God's word on that. And like Wendell, drop it. Leave it. Go on and enjoy life. I mean, God has dropped it. He's left it. So why shouldn't you? Right, Wendell? Join me next week. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.